Hey folks, welcome back to the Justin Parker Podcast. I am your host, Justin Parker, and this is our first podcast of 2020. We took a little hiatus. Holidays came up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, school in between there, being a dad, being a parent, being a partner, having a full-time job. It was a lot, but I knew it was coming back, so I'm really kind of excited and ready to see where this goes in 2020. I've seen a lot of my friends start up their own podcasts, which is pretty dope. If you go to Anchor FM and you know you have an opinion about some things, that's a great way to get started. And then once you start getting some spins and start popping, then you know you can go to Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all over the place. So cheers and kudos to everyone out there who's starting their own podcast and getting their own series going and whatnot. Let your voice be heard all 2020 and going forward. This first episode back has a segment title. the title of this podcast episode is Let Him Go, Sis. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I know everybody has social media, whether it's Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, WhatsApp, whatever the case may be, Twitter, whatever. Every one of us has gone through a breakup. They've helped a friend go through a breakup, a best friend go through a breakup, a sibling, whatever the case may be. Someone in your life, I mean, it's touched all of us. Love, hate, like, lust, breakups. It's ugly. It can get ugly, and it has been ugly. Mine have been ugly, and I'm pretty sure yours have been too. But if there's anything that I can tell you is that 35 years of age, about to be 36 in less than 2 weeks, I can tell you a thing or two about relationships, about breakups, and about what not to do. Because it might feel good at the time, but you don't want to do it on social media. The title of the segment is, you know, it's self-explanatory because we see so many people going through it on social media. When there's, you know, when there's a relationship and everything's good, everything's going great, you guys are taking selfies, pictures, tagging each other in cute statuses. It's cute. I'm here for it. I do it myself. But when it goes south and you guys break up and it's past the point of reconciliation, like sometimes, you know, people take a little break or they break up and maybe they stop talking. Maybe they don't even know they're broken up, but they're just arguing and going through the motions. But then it's the real breakup and they're really going through it. And, you know, maybe they move out or maybe they stop talking and maybe they start seeing other people or maybe they've already been seeing other people. But whatever the case may be, the first place that some people vent to is Facebook. No, don't do it. As many people that are there liking your status or putting the shocked face or trying to give you words of encouragement, they're kind of cringing on the inside, wishing that you didn't hit post, wishing that you didn't hit send on that status. There has never been more of a need for therapists than now in this day and age. Seriously, there has never been more of a need for that. Because venting to Facebook might feel good at the moment, but it's not going to get you answers and it's not going to get you to that end destination. So, you know, they have the saying, you know, you go from point A to point Z. When you post on Facebook through and about a breakup, you're only getting from point A to point B. I feel that if you get therapy, you can get to point C, point D, point E, element OP, all that good stuff until you get to point Z. And it's not going to be overnight. It might take months. It might take years, depending on, you know, the severity of and the trauma of the relationship and the breakup that you went through. But therapists are out there. Licensed therapists are out there. I'm not talking about, you know, Keisha and Nene in the kitchen over, you know, some liquor and some snacks. I'm talking about real licensed therapists who have private practices or, you know, whatever the case may be, go seek them out. And really, you know, a lot of you guys that have jobs, mental health and mental awareness is so big in companies and corporations today that there are free resources that you guys probably don't even know because you don't utilize them and because maybe you don't know to utilize them. But I would really, you know, really, really push you guys to go speak with, you know, someone in HR at your job confidentially, you know, and just ask and inquire, you know, what employer health mental awareness things do you guys have out there? I know a lot of places have like a free toll-free line where they can put you in touch with daycare providers and, you know, therapists and stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, your first three sessions are free and then you pay after that. Or maybe, you know, they may offer you therapy over the phone or counseling over the phone that's free. You don't know until you go out there. But a lot of businesses and jobs provide that at no charge to their employees as a resource. So I definitely would push everybody to do that if you need to, because with that, you can get closure. And you can, you know, gain self-awareness and you can set healthy boundaries between you and other people and potential future relationships going forward. Because what happens is when you try to self-counsel and self-medicate and do it on your own or with the help of your friends who might mean well, you know, you're not really healed. Y'all ain't Wolverine. You can't heal that fast and jump into the next relationship or start entertaining the next person because you haven't healed from what you were going through prior or what you've experienced previously. You need to heal. And in order to heal, you need help. And not Facebook help. You need real help. One thing that's so cringy, and I think we're all kind of guilty in this one way or another. And if you say you're not, okay, you're better than everybody else, side eye. But I really would say that, you know, posting that status, it's just, So he did you wrong. I get it. Or maybe even she did you wrong. Because it's not just for the ladies, it's for the fellas too. I know Tyler said, you know, leave him alone or let him go, sis, whatever the case may be. But it could be both ways. Let that girl alone, bro. Leave her be. Don't mess with her no more. She's bringing you down. She's making you go crazy. So it's for everybody. It's for men and women, guys and girls. But bashing the person that you used to be with on Facebook or exposing them or trying to warn others about, you know, how bad they are, that's not your job. That's not your job. That's the next person's job to learn who that person is. Learn if they're a cheater. Learn if they're a dog. Learn if they snore. Learn if, you know, they don't know how to cook. That's their job to learn that person. That's not your job to impose your experiences with that person on another person. That's not your place. That's not your business. That's not your job. Now there are some caveats to that. So, you know, if it's like a sex offender, I mean, you really shouldn't be messing with them to begin with. But that's something that you kind of really, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, people know. I would guess in a sense, but it's not your job to tell the next woman or to tell the next dude, oh, she's a cheater or you know, he's a player or you know, they did me dirty. That's your job to heal with yourself. That's your job to tell that to your counselor or your therapist so you can get over that. So you can move on from whatever damage that person, you know, has inflicted upon you. Putting a status on Facebook, you know, oh, and I'll just use something in general. Oh, how do you like my leftovers? That is so corny. Please, please, please do not do that. That you think that you're winning and you're making them look bad in front of people, but you're making yourself look bad as well. Because people are looking at you like, is this something to brag about? And then they're gonna start dissecting you and dissecting your relationship, or you know, why was she with him? He wasn't even all that cute, or she's stupid to be with him, or you know, she had a baby on that dude, so why would he take her back? And you know, every time they get into argument, you know, she kicks him out. That's the stuff that you don't want people chatting about. You don't want the pillow talk about your personal life going around anywhere that you live, or you know, even when people go viral and it's like, it's, you know, I'm in Allentown and it could be somebody in California. You don't want to post a status or go viral for the wrong reasons or do anything else like that. That's not what you want to be known for. If he's a dog, let him be a dog. If she's a clown, let her be a clown. But don't promote it on your page, because you're just giving them light and you're giving them shine. And what's crazy, and I see a lot of it, is the bashing will happen, and the bashing will take place on all types of social media. And then what happens 2 weeks later, you guys get back together. And then what's the phrase, you know, what's understood doesn't need to be explained. No, you need to explain why you back with that dude that you told us all this bad stuff about, because you know what? Now we don't like him because you made us not like him, because you told us for 2 weeks straight all the bad shit that he did to you. So now, because you guys are all happy again, we're supposed to embrace him too? No, he can't come to the cookout. No, I'm not making him no big macaroni and cheese. It's not happening. It's not happening. Like, just, it just irks me. And I want you guys to know, yes, we are judging you. Yes, we're talking about you. I know it's so bad to judge. I know it's so bad to gossip. I know. But you're giving us no choice, no option, almost in a sense. I really wish that you guys would, you know, maybe if you even have an accountability partner, because sometimes people have accountability partners for work and for school and for life goals. Have an accountability partner for social media. If you think that you're about to pull something crazy off the wall, hit up your accountability partner. Send them a screenshot of the draft of the status that you're going to post and say, hey, how does this look? Do I sound crazy? Did I go too left? Did I do too much? Did I not do enough? Am I doing too little? And as that accountability partner, they need to be able to be honest with you as a friend and say, hey, yeah, you know, sis, that I don't know if I'd post that. Nah, bro, you know, you just were talking about it the other day and now you want to get back with her. Like, I don't know if you should put that on social media. And make sure that your accountability partner, that your social media accountability partner, is somebody who's accountable themselves. Because misery loves company. So, you know, you don't want to be down now, and they be down now. And then you send them the screenshot of your status, and they'd be like, post that shit immediately. Yes, post it. No, don't get an inaccountability partner. Get yourself a good accountability partner. So that way they can hold you accountable, but also they can hold themselves accountable for giving you good advice. That's the best advice I can give in regards to that. Ask yourself, do any of you have an accountability partner for social media? I know that I had to check myself some time ago, just with the content I was posting on Facebook. I know you guys, you know, knew about Petty Parker and all the funny statuses and the petty statuses I would make. But there was a point where I was like, I'm working for this great company, still there, and you know, I want to elevate and grow within this company. I always said when I walked in the door, I'm like, this is a place that I can retire from. But I can't retire from a place or still be employed in a place as Petty Parker. I had to separate the two and really just Petty Parker, I can't even say his name right, let him go to the left, let him go sideways. Because it's one of those things where it's like, okay, are you going to keep being this person who's known for posting petty statuses? Or are you going to be somebody who people can take serious? Are you going to be someone who people are going to seek out and look to for advice? Are you going to be able to be somebody who's going to be building a brand, a personal brand, and then a work brand as well? Which is going to be another podcast topic, is building your brand, coming up soon. But you really have to think about that and think about the content that you put on social media. Let him go. Let her go. You will breathe the biggest sigh of relief when you let them go. Make a pros and cons list of all of the things that they do for you. And you have to do this when you're angry, because you really want to do this when you're angry. You get a sheet of paper and you make a pros and cons list. Write pros on the left-hand side of the paper. Write cons on the right-hand side of the paper. Draw a line through the middle of that shit. And you do this when you're mad, because you need to feel and remember how angry you were when they put you through whatever they put you through. They could call you a bitch. They could call you a hoe, a bum. You know, you're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to do anything. They could cheat on you. They could say whatever, do whatever, you know, take money from you, not pay you back. You need to feel your anger at that moment, not on social media, but on paper, on the pros and cons list. So you need to write all of the cons, all of the things that you had to put up with in that relationship. And then try to find any pros. Because when you're pissed, you're not going to really be able to find any pros. You can try to be rational as much as you want to be. But if you're angry and you're pissed at that person, you're not going to really be able to find any pros about them. And so write the cons. And when you're looking at the cons, you're going to realize how much stuff you do for yourself without that person. You pay your rent. You get your kids to school on time and pick them up from school on time. Or you're putting them in daycare and paying for it. You're making dinner. You're doing the food shopping. What do you need this additional person leeching onto you for? What benefit are you getting from them being in your life and causing you pain, wreaking havoc over your finances and over your mental state and over your physical state, if it's abusive or physical, either for guys or for the girls? Look at that cons list. And you need to carry that cons list around with you. So that way when they hit you back with the, hey, we need to talk, hey, I'm sorry, hey, you know, I want to work this out, or hey, you know, I didn't mean that. Look at that cons list and remember how angry you felt, how mad you were, you know, at that point. Now, I'm not saying to do the pros and cons list when you guys get in your first fight. I'm not saying that at all. Again, if we backtrack, that's where the therapy and the counseling really comes in. You know, you should do it, you know, for yourself, and then you can do couples therapy as well. I don't think the only therapy you should be in is with your, you know, significant other, or insignificant other in some cases. But it should be, you know, with yourself as well, you know, for therapy by yourself, and then, you know, in couples therapy. But the pros and cons list is for when you're at the end of your rope. Like if in therapy or in your session, you realize, hey, this is not the person for me, or hey, this is not going to work. This is not the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. Because life is short, guys. It's short. It's short. It's not long when you think about it. And do you really want to be miserable? Do you really want to wake up and argue every single day with that person? Or do you want to wake up to yourself or wake up to your kids and not have that stress in your life? You really have to think about that. But the pros and cons list is a biggie. Now, on the flip side, if you're making the pros and cons list and there's more pros than cons, then maybe you need to look at counseling. Maybe you need to look at therapy. Maybe a break is needed, wherever the case may be. But it's someone that you really see that you could spend the rest of your life with, and that you really see that, you know, this is going to go somewhere, that it's already gone somewhere, and that there's still more to do. You guys aren't done yet. Then try. But you have to keep it off of social media. You have to. Because you can't tell us how, you know, dude was this, that, and the third. And then in the next breath, it's like, oh, you know, we good. Because when you bring him around, your friends aren't going to want to hang out with him. And then your friends aren't going to get mad at you because they're gonna be like, really? I picked you up crying 3 times last week. And now you're back with him? Like, it's not making sense. The back and forth isn't going to work. You're either going to stick it out and try it, or you're going to leave it alone. But there are so many resources out there. I mean, more for women than for men. But I did some great volunteer work at the Allentown Rescue Mission. And, you know, they help men in the Lehigh Valley who are homeless or, you know, who are out on the street. And I'll tell you this. You can have a job and be homeless. You can and be homeless. You really can. You know, you could be in a relationship and be kicked out or have to move out or be evicted. And, you know, you're getting a biweekly paycheck, but you have no roof over your head. And, you know, the hotel rooms are costing too much, or, you know, you don't want to rent a room from a private person. So you're homeless. The Allentown Rescue Mission is there. You know, I don't have their contact number on me at the moment, but, you know, you can Google them and, you know, that could help. Actually, I probably will Google them right now, just so, you know, anybody who's listening to the podcast at the moment, it might help. Maybe you know someone who's in need, or they're too proud, or maybe you need that help yourself and you don't know where to go, or don't know for the resources. You know, you definitely have to try it out. Or if anybody knows of any resources, share the information. what's the point of keeping all that bottled to yourself and not, you know, not helping anybody? But Allentown Rescue Mission, their phone number is 610-740-5500. Again, that's 610-740-5500. They're located at 355 Hamilton Street in Allentown. There's a lot of shelters and resources for women as well, too. Turning Point is a really good one for men and women and children. So, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you utilize those resources and make sure that, you know, they come in handy. But please, please, please don't put it on social media. Just leave it alone. You know, if you want to scream in your crib and curse them out or call your friend and vent to them, hey, that's where that accountability partner comes into play again. But don't post that status. Don't post the meme. Don't make it about you and make it about the messiness that's been in your life, because it's only going to come back to bite you. And people are only going to look at you sideways. And we're tired of seeing it. So I hope some of that information helped. You know, again, I'm not a counselor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not any of that. I'm just a real person. And I'm just trying to share my experiences and what I've seen and what I've known and gone through with you guys. So I thank you for joining us for our first podcast back into 2020. We have a lot of stuff lined up. We have some special guests coming. We have a series on rebuilding your credit coming up. We have a series on entrepreneurship. I hope that's a word, guys. I'm really tired. So if it's not a word, please, you know, the facebookdictionary.comers, please don't kill me on that one. But we have a lot of great content planned for you guys in 2020. We're excited. We're back. And carpe diem, seize the day, folks. Peace.